on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A man has died following a crash involving a van and a lorry on the M20. The van caught fire following the collision on the London-bound carriageway near Junction 4 for Leybourne last night. The motorway reopened at around 6 this morning. A police investigation is underway.
KMFM News.
It's claimed 800,000 worldwide child deaths could be avoided each year if more mothers breastfed their babies for longer. Simon has more for KMFM.
Parent and toddler group. Some mums regret not breastfeeding.
It made her feel quite a lot of pressure to breastfeed.
I wished I had to give her the best start in life.
It's no wonder then. The UK has one of the world's lowest rates. The Royal College of Midwives admits it's a challenge.
Society is perhaps not as supportive as it could be. Later on, of course, women are thinking about returning to work.
The report in The Lancet also says breastfeeding could help to reduce a child's chances of developing diabetes.
Thousands of homes in Northern Ireland and Scotland are without power as Storm Gertrude hits Britain. Winds of more than 90 miles per hour have also caused damage to buildings and disrupted travel. There's also a weather warning for heavy rain in Kent from 5 this evening.
KMFM News.
HSBC insists its customers' details haven't been compromised after it came under a cyber attack. Its personal banking website was affected, but the company says it successfully defended itself. The new man in charge of the trust that runs 5 hospitals in East Kent has revealed he's looking at building a single A&E department for the area to help improve emergency care. The East Kent Hospitals Trust was put into special measures in 2014. In his first interview since taking over as chief exec, Matthew Kershaw says he's aware changes need to be made.
We've got to find a way of providing accessible care to patients from all parts of East Kent, but do so in a way that is sustainable, both from a quality perspective, so that there's the right number of people to provide the care, and also in a way that's affordable.
One lane has reopened on the A249 near Sittingbourne after a burst water main and sinkhole closed part of the road. It means traffic is able to head Sheppey bound between the Key Street roundabout and Bobbing for the first time since the road was shut almost 3 weeks ago.
KMFM News.
A new law has been passed aimed at protecting young people from so-called legal highs. From the spring, it'll be illegal to produce, supply or import the substances, and anyone caught selling them could be jailed for 7 years. Karen Audino's been campaigning for tougher laws since her son died after taking a form of synthetic cannabis in Gravesend in October 2013. Speaking to KMFM last year, she welcomed the idea of a ban.
It doesn't bring Jimmy back. It doesn't take away the pain, but it does sort of bring us a bit of peace that he didn't die in vain. He hasn't become a statistic.
A £40 million project to upgrade all of the county's streetlights to energy-efficient bulbs has taken a step forward. Council bosses have appointed a firm to carry out the work. It's due to begin in residential areas in March and is expected to take more than 3 years to complete. And at kentonline.co.uk, you can see a video of a young girl from Kent learning to walk after having groundbreaking surgery in America. Paige Stewart has cerebral palsy and has been in the States for 2 operations that aren't available on the NHS.
KMFM Sport.
Tennis and Andy Murray has beaten Canada's Milos Raonic at the Australian Open. He needed 5 sets to beat him and will now play Novak Djokovic in the final on Sunday. Now with the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kerry.
Well, in football, Manchester United manager Louis van Gaal says he won't walk away from the club and that he intends to stay until the end of his contract in summer 2017. But he admits defeat to Championship side Derby in the fourth round of the FA Cup tonight could get him sacked. Van Gaal says he has unfinished business.
Everybody knows that I have signed a 3 years contract. That's a process. That is not one game. That's a process. And I want to continue till the end.
Kickoffs at 7:55. Meantime, Ashford United's players are getting ready for the biggest game in the club's history. They're just 4 matches away from a Wembley final and take on Dunstan in the 5th round of the FA Vase this weekend. They're the only Kent side left in the competition, but it won't be an easy match as the opposition won the Vase in 2012. Here's boss Danny Lye.
When I first took over, we sort of got some old players out and got some new in, sort of as any manager would do. And now, the team's flourishing. Made some new signings recently to sort of add to the team. and I think we've lost one in the last sort of 20-odd games, so we're flying.
Kick-off at Homelands tomorrow is at 3.
That's the latest. Next update at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.